I don't believe I even know.
Okay. And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you'd call that the...
I don't know.
Okay. And you said you had horses?
We had horses to ride just for pleasure.
Where were they kept?
Where would they go?
Where were they kept?
In the barnyard.
That was around...
Known as the barnyard, where the barn was, a big yard with horses in it and cows.
What about a place for the animals to graze? You call that the...
Pasture.
And did you ever hear of a sort of a makeshift place out in the pasture where you could shut a cow up to milk her?
No, we had what we call the milk shed. That you brought the cow, we brought the cow, at least the colored servant brought the cow in to the milk shed to milk it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen?
Well, I've heard of a cow pen. But
what's a cow pen like?
Well, a cow pen was just the pen you kept the cows in, but not to milk it.
What, was it near the barn?
Or near the barn, yeah.
Uh-huh. And the animals that you get pork from are called...
Hogs or pigs.
Where would you keep them?
Well, they were kept far from the house because of, they're not, you know, because of just, I think they're supposed to be very clean animals, but it was usually an odor, so there was a hog pen some distance from there.
Y'all had those?
We had those too, yeah.
You just had enough?
Well, just really, I guess mainly my father liked it, and of course then you had the fun of killing hogs and making sausage and riding horses. We always had lots of fresh milk to drink and made butter and buttermilk and so on.
What would you call a place nowadays where they had a lot of milk cows on a commercial scale?
I'd call it a dairy farm.
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to refer to anything else besides a farm like that?
Well, I've heard of retailers that call it dairy products.
Mm-hmm. What about, did you ever hear of a little building used to store milk and butter in called a dairy? Like a building you could have out in your yard?
No, I never did.
And where would y'all store potatoes or turnips during the winter?
Well, we did do that, and we called it, Well, the name has slipped me, but it was just almost like a cave, just a Nathan cave, but there was a name we had for it, but I can't remember it.
Did you ever hear of a pump or a bank?
Mm-hmm. No, I never did.
And you raised a lot of corn. You'd say you raised a big...
No, I remember I said we didn't raise much of anything.
I mean, talking about something that you raised,
yeah.
You say you had a big...
crop.
Okay. And a place where it would be planted would be called the cotton would be planted out in the cotton
field.
What about something smaller than a field?
Patch.
Was the patch any certain size?
No, just smaller than a field.
And if you wanted to break up the ground for planting, you'd break it up with a
plow.
Do you remember hearing names of different types of plows?
Yes, I do. I don't know, I kind of remember them. There was a disc plow and the sharp pointed plow. I can't remember the name of it.
What about something that would break up the ground finer than a plow? Had little teeth in it?
Well, let's see. Of course, you harrowed the ground.
Mm-hmm. Were there different kinds of harrows?
Well, as I recall, the harrow was just really to gather up the debris, like mm-hmm. last year's corn. But I can't remember the name for a small plow.
When you're plowing, the trench that the plow cuts...
Furrow.
Okay. Did you ever hear a name for the horse that walks in the furrow if you plow with two...
Plow horse.